Dr. Ed Ayer's website, The Valley of the Shadow, is a resource for those whose interests extend beyond generals and battles.
Back in 1991, I had the crazy idea that wouldn't it be wonderful if I could share the excitement of learning firsthand about the past.
The work continued until Ayers came to UR in 2007.
I'm happy to say that we've had many millions of users who've come in and sometimes write me annoyed emails about how much time they spent once they got onto that and found out how interesting the past could be.
Every day, life during wartime in Stanton, Virginia and Chambersburg, Pennsylvania is put under the microscope.
We basically found every single thing that we could find. Every letter, and then these were from museums and historical societies from across the country. And sometimes they were right under our feet there in Charlottesville, but other times we went over to Augusta County, people had them in their homes, and other times they were a Library of Congress or whatever. But the hardest thing we did is we typed in every page of newspapers. They had two newspapers a week, each of these two communities, from 1850s through 1870s. We sat down and transcribed all those papers so that you can find every time that any subject is mentioned in the paper. So if you're interested in battles, you can look at all that, or enlistment, or women's experience, or African-American experience. The thing is just waiting for you to explore it.
Why Stanton and Chambersburg?
They have the same soil, the same climate, the same churches, the same ethnic groups, the same crops, none of the big differences that we imagine separated the North and the South. And yet they killed each other with remarkable ferocity for 4 years, just because of a line on the ground. On one side of that line was slavery, on the other side was not. If you'd told any of these people in 1859 or even 1860, when they were both voting for ways to try to avoid war, that they would do so, they wouldn't have believed you. But they found themselves caught up in this great American struggle.
Visitors to the website, Dr. Ayer said, tell him they're often caught up in the unpolished human actions and reactions of what are not the icons we know from history. These are just regular folks.
One of my favorite pieces is the diary of Joseph Waddell, who had been a newspaper editor but had quit before the war, and he was there in a house full of his sister and wife and mother. He, bless his heart, wrote a diary every day about everything that was going on. So he would say, boy, we heard cannon in the great distance, and the telegraph brings in word of a battle somewhere far away, and today I put in potatoes.
If document-based history sounds interesting, Dr. Ayers added, there's a new site with a local connection.
At the Digital Scholarship Lab here at the University of Richmond, we have a fascinating site called Hidden Patterns of the American Civil War. And on there, we've digitized all the debates that took place here in Richmond about, is Virginia going to go with the Union, or is it going to go with this new Confederacy? They debate here for week after week after week, 3,000 pages worth. And as you know, we've debated ever since about, well, what led them to do that? You know, was it slavery or states' rights?
Technology is opening doors to the past.
I think people, instead of just sort of repeating the same things that they've always heard, can go in and see for themselves. It lets people be their own historians. You don't have to take people like me, take my word for it. You can go in and explore it on your own.
John Ogle, WCVE News.